This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate, or WASDE, report was released yesterday. Markets closed higher Tuesday afternoon, and Chief Commodities Economist for INTL FC Stone, Arlen Suderman, says the big surprise from the report was in the soybean numbers.
The big surprise for the trade was in the soybean numbers, where USDA had much larger demand estimates than what the trade overall had been anticipating, pulling new crop soybean stocks down to just over 300 million bushels. And that doesn't leave much margin for error should we have weather problems in the Midwest this summer. So the funds are big buyers of soybeans, farmers are big sellers, and overall we saw a big day. Traded the 65-cent daily trading limit higher at times, closed just below that, up about 53, 54 cents on the day. So a big day, that led corn higher as well. Corn still has bearish numbers to deal with ending stocks expected to be over 2.1 billion, and USDA had to inflate the export numbers in order to get that. But soybeans pulling it higher, and that number was not as bearish as the trade expected, nor that some feared, with some fearing numbers over 2.5 billion bushels. So therefore, corn was able to follow soybeans higher. Wheat was more or less along for the ride. Wheat numbers were bearish all the way around. It's going to be a big U.S. crop and a big global crop unless something changes on the weather front.
Chief Commodities Economist for INTL FC Stone, Arlen Suderman. In other news, a report from Pro Farmer says firefighters in Canada are still struggling to contain a massive wildfire quickly spreading in Alberta. Light rains and cooler temps were helping to contain the blaze as of Sunday. Pro Farmer says estimates are that the fire has burned 395,000 acres, including around Fort McMurray at the heart of the Canadian oil sands region. As a result, around half of the production in the sands area has been taken offline. Estimates say that includes up to 1 million barrels. The decline in production is pushing up crude oil prices, which is supporting other commodities. The wildfires are also expected to accelerate the seasonal drop in U.S. crude prices. And last but not least this morning, we'll hear from the Highland FFA chapter. Alicia Kloss and Kaylee Roots were my tour guides for the Ag Safety Day on Friday. They showed me around and explained what was happening at each of the stations. After my tour, I talked with both Alicia and Kaylee to find out what the planning process was like for the big day and what other projects the chapter has been working on. Alicia, could you tell us what grade you're in, who your parents are, and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
Hi, I'm Alicia Kloss, and I'm the FFA president. My parents are Diane Kloss and Russell Kloss, and I am one of 11 siblings.
And you are president of the chapter, correct? So could you tell us some of the things that you're responsible for as president?
So what I do is I organize pretty much everything, and I keep everyone on task and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to. I organize meetings. I go to all the CDEs.
And we are at Ag Safety Day, and I know this is something that you and the rest of the chapter helped plan, but talking to you about it, how many meetings did you guys have, and kind of tell us what the planning process was like for this big day?
The planning process was kind of hectic. There was a lot to do. We had two meetings at school, kind of talking about what we were supposed to do. The planning was getting t-shirts together from sixth graders, their permission slips, and making sure that everything was ready to go for today.
And now we're here at Safety Day. There are several different stations for the kids to walk around to. So how many stations are there, and what are some of the topics that they're talking about?
We have 11 stations, and some of our stations are first aid, lawnmower safety, firearm safety, PTO, and grain safety, internet safety, ATV safety.
So a lot of different topics. And what grade of students are here participating in the safety day?
We have sixth graders here.
All right. Well, it's definitely a great day, and I'm very impressed by all of the different stations that I've seen. And also want to talk about, you have a couple different record books that you work on in FFA. So kind of tell us about those and what they focus on.
My two record books are over turf grass management, which is cutting grass with my dad. We cut 20 yards, and we have a cemetery we take care of. And my other one is ag business, and I work at a trucking business in town, so that's what it's like, agricultural related.
And have you been working on those now for a couple of years? How long have you had your record books?
I just started my ag business one this year, and I've had my turf grass management since freshman year.
Thank you very much, Alicia. Now we're going to take a minute to talk with Kaylee Roots. Kaylee, could you start off by telling us who your parents are, what grade you're in, and also what your role is with the FFA chapter?
My name is Kaylee Roots, and my parents are Brian Roots and Chris Roots, and Kelly Abbey and Dwayne Abbey. I am a sophomore at Highland High School, and I am the vice president of the Highland FFA.
And we had Alicia tell us a little bit about her role as president. So what are some things that you do as vice president?
Well, I assist Alicia in whatever she needs help with, and I also help her set up meetings and help everyone else with meeting agendas. And
today is a pretty big event that the chapter's involved with, but you've also been involved with some other events, the CDEs. And so tell us what's been going on these last few months. You guys competed and placed in some contests.
Well, a few weeks ago we had livestock judging and in Springfield at the fairgrounds, and varsity got fifth, and we had two top green hands. And last week we had ag business management and ag mechanics, and we had some freshmen go to that for our green hand, and they did pretty good too.
Well, great. Sounds like you guys have had some great luck this year. And also, you had mentioned you have a section banquet coming up. So when is that taking place and what happens there?
We have a section banquet on Wednesday in Carlinville. We have a dinner. It's happened a few times and we've gone to it, and it's getting better, so we have more people going.
Great. Well, sounds like that'll be a nice event this week. And also, State Convention is coming up this summer, so tell us what's going to be happening there.
We have State Convention in June. It's a three-day thing. People who won district with their record book are going to State Convention to walk across the stage and get an award.
Well, we wish you guys the best of luck, and congrats to those students who will be receiving those awards. You also have a couple of record books, so tell us what your record books focus on.
This past year, I just started doing mums, and I ordered them, and they'll be here in June. And I'm starting a forage, which is grass hay, and so it's my first time doing it, so we'll see how it goes.
Highland FFA Chapter President Alicia Kloss and Vice President Kaylee Roots. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.